Hi Gratitude Seeker, have you heard of Mood Plus? It's a supplement based on a clinically studied strain of bacteria that promotes mental well-being and stress resilience. Here's what Kelly had to say about it. I'm able to be more patient with my kids and have more clarity to make the many decisions I have to make every day. Find out more about the science behind Mood Plus by going to mood-plus.com. That's mud-plus.com and use promo code TRYMUD for a 15% discount or visit the link in the description.
But I also think that gratitude is a way to change your vibration so that if you're really feeling anxious, for example, or you're feeling depressed or things like that, you can easily just take stock of what you do have in your life. Because I think for myself, I get into sometimes patterns of like, okay, I don't have this, I don't have that, I have to do that. And it's a way to really just slow everything down and be grateful for the things that you do have, because there's always something that you can find to be grateful for, even when it seems like you're having a really bad day. And especially when you have a bad day, I think it's important where you're feeling out of control or your mind is racing. I think it's a way to really slow down and be able to change your perspective extremely quickly with no other interventions except for what you're doing within your own mind.
Stay connected to gratitude. Hit the follow button right now and join thousands of listeners tuning in each week. We're the Gratitude Seekers. Come join us. Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. Our guest today holds a master's in international journalism, a doctorate in clinical psychology, and is a certified life coach. As a result of the September 11 attacks, she was diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome and was told by her doctor that there was no cure. Serena snorted lines of cocaine in her kitchen to escape living with chronic fatigue, not accepting a lifetime of chronic fatigue. She discovered mind-body healing techniques that transformed her mental, emotional, and physical health. When she witnessed the miraculous transformation that she went through, she decided to share what she has learned with the world. She received a master's and a doctorate in clinical psychology in order to bridge the gap between science and emotional health. Her book, Pain, A Love Story, is a spiritual journey of healing backed by scientific research. Our guest today that I was really happy to introduce, is Serena Sterling. Welcome, Serena.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
My pleasure. So I've given our audience a little bit, a glimpse of who you are, of the things that you've done, of your life. If you want to fill in the gaps, I would be really appreciative.
Sure. So as you said in the intro, I have all those degrees, and what sparked my interest in learning psychology was because of my experience with chronic fatigue after 9/11. I had this debilitating amount of fatigue, and my doctor basically gave me no hope that I would ever get better, and I didn't want to live with that. I've also had juvenile rheumatoid arthritis since I was 9. And I've always had an interest in the mind-body connection. And so when I finally found a doctor in New York that could help me, I was fascinated. And I put my journalism degree and my work at a magazine aside so that I could learn these mind-body stress reduction techniques combined with psychology, because I got better in like 3 weeks versus learning to live with it. And wow. I'm so immensely grateful for that experience. It's put me on a different path than I thought I would be on, but it's one that I feel has been really fulfilling.
That's amazing. And can you tell us what happened on 9/11 for you that caused the chronic fatigue syndrome?
Yes. Well, I was working for a magazine called Spirituality and Health, and they're located in Lower Manhattan. They're on Trinity Place, which is 2 blocks from the World Trade Center. And I was late to work that day. I was actually hanging out with a friend from France who I met in journalism school. She was supposed to fly back to London on September the 11th. And I got stuck in the subway at Wall Street, which is just a few blocks from where the World Trade Center was. And by the time I reached the street level, the first tower had already fallen. So it was complete whiteout. I couldn't see more than 5 feet in front of myself. And I feel that I probably went into shock at that point. And I followed people down Wall Street. And then I saw the second tower collapse and I walked home, but it was so overwhelming what I was witnessing. Fortunately, I didn't see other things. I didn't see people jumping. I didn't see, I have a friend that just saw some unspeakable things and I was spared that, but it was still so overwhelming that what I've learned in psychology is that the body will, it will filter emotions that are too overwhelming to feel. And so you'll develop different symptoms. And for me, it came out as fatigue. And I ended up working from home for 5 months because the office had to be cleaned and it took that long. And so I would basically sleep on my couch and I was just sleeping all the time. And I at one point was just like, okay, I'm going to have to go to the doctor to see if he can tell me what's going on. And that's when he diagnosed me with chronic fatigue. And so I feel that I basically shoved all the overwhelming sadness and anger and despair and terror. And I didn't want to feel any of it. I had to keep working. I just landed my dream job at this after getting my master's in journalism. I just landed my dream job and I didn't want to not be able to deal. And so I feel that I just repressed all my emotions and didn't feel, but it came out and manifested as fatigue.
That's very interesting. And one of the things that I've seen in my own experience is that at times, at least my experience with fatigue is, even though I'm not tired physically, because I'm going through all kinds of stressful moments, I feel tired. And it's very interesting for me to realize that I don't need to do much physically to feel fatigued. And I think it's very much related to what you are saying, right?
Yes. It was the way I described that fatigue was that it's this heaviness that, you know, I could basically be doing my dishes and then be like, okay, well, I'm going to have to take a nap. And I take a nap for an hour and a half. That's not normal, but it's this overwhelming heaviness that where you just kind of feel like, kind of like when you have the flu and you just want to sleep because you just don't have the energy, but you could be doing something like I couldn't read anymore. I couldn't, anything just tired me out. And it was really difficult to keep my job. I just felt like I was going to have to move home and live with my parents after just achieving a master's in journalism.
Wow. And how did you manage to overcome this?
Well, like you said in the intro, I did end up doing lines of cocaine in my kitchen to stay awake because I was at my rock bottom, basically. I think everyone gets to some bottom place, and that was mine. My medical doctor told me there was no cure, to stay away from sugar and caffeine, and to learn to cope. That was not an acceptable answer for me. So I asked a friend of mine if he could get me Ritalin or Adderall because I thought, okay, well, that will just give me a stimulant until I can figure out what to do. And he couldn't. And then I ended up using cocaine instead. But I felt like, here I am working at Spirituality and Health magazine and I'm doing cocaine. This is like the biggest example of imposter syndrome. And I had been introduced to something called neuroemotional technique when I was in college in Portland, Oregon. And I had this very big hunch. I knew that I wasn't dealing with my emotions. I was just trying to go through the motions of living life in New York City and working at a magazine. And so I found this doctor who's a chiropractor, but this technique was developed by a chiropractor. And after the first session, I walked home. I walked like 3 miles, which I hadn't been able to walk more than 3 blocks. And so that's when I knew, okay, this is working good. I have something that's going to probably get me better. And then I stuck with it for a few more weeks. And then I did some other things like diet and nutrition and all of that. Just, you know, I was in my early 20s also, so that probably helped, but all of that turned things around so that I was able to regain my health.
Mood Plus, the supplement I told you about at the start of the show, contains a unique strain of inactivated bacteria originally isolated from mud or soil called M. vaccae. This comes from new research and it isn't a probiotic. But what does it do? This bacteria has been shown to promote mental well-being, stress resilience, anxiety resilience, and also boosting mood through its interaction with our immune system and its helpful effects on inflammation. It works because in the past humans had far greater exposure to these kinds of bacteria before our modern sanitary living. Researchers call these good bacteria our old friends and are finding that they may have played a key role in regulating our immune system, gut health, and even mental health. Mood Plus safely reintroduces your body to these beneficial bacteria. Get your Mood Plus now. Go to mood-plus.com. That's mud-plus.com and use code TRYMUD for a 15% discount. Or visit the link in the description and use the discount code TRYMUD. Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages, to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
It's amazing that something that the doctor said, that it's something you just need to accept, you were able to overcome. And I think it's, in general, signal of hope, let's say, for many of us who might be going through things that seem unsurmountable. And maybe even other people are telling them that it's not possible for them to do something or to get healthy again or something like this. And I think your story brings hope to people, and I think that's wonderful. But I also wanted to get to the name of your book. What I understand from the title itself, is that at some level, it would be good for us to be able to appreciate pain somehow. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm seeing here a connection between gratitude and pain and life in general.
Yes, definitely. I would say that a lot of people who develop chronic pain in particular, they, because it can come seemingly come out of the blue for no apparent reason, people can be very angry about that and can feel like their bodies are betraying them. But what I've learned is that your body is communicating to you in ways that will hopefully like wake you up in a way that you, if you're repressing certain emotions, then it, your body will often take the brunt of that so that you don't have to feel them, because it believes that it's the lesser of two evils in a way, is to have physical pain rather than emotional pain. And so what I've done with my, the work and the way that I help people is that I have them, I make the connections like together. I don't see myself as a healer. I see myself as a conduit for helping them figure out where, what they're not seeing and what they're not feeling. And so once they're able though to start making those connections and seeing like, oh wow, so I was really upset with my partner, and instead of telling my partner that, I just basically stopped all my emotions and now my body is feeling pain, then that person gets to be able to appreciate their body and appreciate that, that ability of the body to communicate. And so pain obviously is, no one ever wants to feel pain, but if we can accept that our bodies are actually these amazing mechanisms that help us see things and understand things that we normally wouldn't have, then we get to appreciate more of the body's ability to work with us.
That's amazing. I think it's the first time when I'm seeing the body from this perspective. I think it's a very loving way of seeing the body, taking care of us, even of our emotions, and taking it in somehow, taking the hits. And I think that this in turn gives us the opportunity to have the same kind of love and compassion for it as well, instead of hating it one way or another because it isn't serving us as we might want in certain situations. But I also wanted to ask you about how do you feel, what do you feel about gratitude, and how gratitude can help us with the emotions that we're experiencing?
I would say that gratitude helps people in pain. It's not the be-all and end-all, because I think there are a lot of layers to it when you're in pain. But I think that if you can start to ask your body questions in terms of what are you trying to tell me, and really just be quiet and listen and see what comes up, as well as to thank it and love it. So sometimes a practice that I do is that if I'm feeling something, whether it's emotional or physical, I ask for a sensation. I ask for like, what is it trying to tell me? And then I just like hold my heart and I say, thank you. I love you. And because I think that a lot of times when we're in pain, we don't want to feel pain. So we try to repress it, but that just makes it worse. So sitting with the pain and allowing it to be there and being thankful that it's there trying to tell you something can often shift things, rather than it's almost like the analogy I consider is, you know, if you think of someone who's drowning and you bring someone in and they're trying to save you and they just keep flailing and being like, no, I can do it on my own. And it's kind of like, no, I've got you. It's okay. You can let go. It's relax. It's okay. And then you kind of like sink into that and allow yourself to be held, and you're basically holding yourself.
Wow. I love this perspective. And I think it's gratitude in action. The fact that we know that we can rely on our body and we can appreciate it at least as much. And I think that this is an important idea, that we take care of so many things in our life that need to take to be taken care of: our car, our siblings, our parents, our everyone. But sometimes we forget about the most important relationship that we have, actually, with ourselves, with our body. And many times our bodies are taking the hits because we are focused so much on others and on taking care of other things instead of it. And like you said, taking the time to communicate, to be aware of what it communicates, that's so powerful. And yeah, I think it's a gratitude action. It's something that we can do, and that allows us to feel more gratitude, because we start by knowing that our body is there to help us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, beautiful. And I also wanted to ask you if you have a certain definition for gratitude. Like, what is gratitude for you? How do you define it?
I would say that gratitude is a way of taking note of what is happening in your life, in your body, that allows you to take pause and to see what you do have versus what you don't. Because I think maybe this is just how I grew up, but it's this idea that we're all striving to be better, and we compare ourselves to other people. We try not to, but I think we do. And
yeah.
And we're constantly go, go, go. And we don't really, one, we don't really like, take our accomplishments and really celebrate them. We just keep going. And I think that's important. One is to just figure out a way to have a ritual around something you've achieved. But I also think that gratitude is a way to change your vibration, so that if you're really feeling anxious, for example, or you're feeling depressed or things like that, you can easily just take stock of what you do have in your life. Because I get into sometimes patterns of like, okay, I don't have this, I don't have that, I have to do that. And it's a way to really just slow everything down and be grateful for the things that you do have, because there's always something that you can find to be grateful for, even when it seems like you're having a really bad day. And especially when you have a bad day, I think it's important, where you're feeling out of control or your mind is racing. I think it's a way to really slow down and be able to change your perspective extremely quickly with no other interventions except for what you're doing within your own mind.
Mood Plus, the supplement I told you about at the start of the show, contains a unique strain of inactivated bacteria originally isolated from mud or soil called M. vaccae. This comes from new research and it isn't a probiotic. But what does it do? This bacteria has been shown to promote mental well-being, stress resilience, anxiety resilience, and also boosting mood through its interaction with our immune system and its helpful effects on inflammation. It works because in the past humans had far greater exposure to these kinds of bacteria before our modern sanitary living. Researchers call these good bacteria our old friends, and are finding that they may have played a key role in regulating our immune system, gut health, and even mental health. Mood Plus safely reintroduces your body to these beneficial bacteria. Get your Mood Plus now. Go to mood-plus.com That's mud-plus.com and use code TRYMUD for 15% discount. Or visit the link in the description and use the discount code TRYMUD. Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Yeah, that's one of the most powerful things that gratitude can do for us. It changes the way we see our experience of life and the way we what we see actually, because at any given time we can feel really depressed about how things are going, but we can also feel really grateful about how things are going. And it's really funny that it's like this, that we can actually choose. And a lot of our time we forget that we can choose, and we can see things from a different perspective and see those things that are working, because at least in my experience there are always things that are working great and things that aren't so great in the world, in my life, in the lives of the people that I know. And it's really up to us, and it's really our chance and our opportunity to shift this. And since I've mentioned other people in our life, I think they are also a source of gratitude. Who are some people in your life that influenced you in a positive way that you would like to mention or maybe even thank?
Well, I feel like my mom gets a bad rap in my book because there's a lot of things that happened that weren't that great, but there are also a lot of things that she did give me. And so obviously she gave me life, but she also, she instilled in me this idea that, you know, you can do anything if you put your mind to it. She always would tell me that. So I feel grateful that even though there are certain things that, you know, we want things in our parents for a lot of people that we don't get, but you know, to change your perspective, just like we were discussing, I feel like that, just that alone, her saying like, you can just do anything as long as you put your mind to it, that was always helpful. And I've had, you know, I've had friends along the way, I've had mentors, and I think that I don't have anyone specific, but all the people that are kind of like the rebels, or kind of like the people who they found something that wasn't working, like the person who, his name is Dr. Scott Walker, and he developed this technique called neuroemotional technique. And he found that his patients weren't getting better by just doing traditional chiropractic. So he started asking questions, and he developed a technique that has, you know, helped change my life around. And so people like that who find a problem and then develop a solution, that is holistic and that doesn't involve medication and can turn people's lives around, like things, people like that inspire me. And I feel so grateful that they had the perspicacity and the dedication and determination to help other people.
That's so true. And so it's amazing knowing that there are so many people dedicated to helping us have a better life and overcome different kinds of challenges that we have. The interesting thing is that when we're in the challenge, regardless if it's an emotional, personal of some sort or a physical challenge, we tend to feel that we are alone or that there aren't solutions to it. But what you just mentioned, the fact that there are people that did their best and are doing their best to help other people overcome them, I think this is something really wonderful to be grateful for in general. And I think we can all feel very grateful knowing that there are these kinds of people, and maybe we are some of them, us too, or the people listening that want to do this for the world and for other people. And I don't know, this just gives me a very good feeling, and it makes me very grateful as well when I'm thinking about it. Because many times we're so focused on the politicians that aren't doing what they said they would, or on different kinds of people that are influencing the world in a negative way, that we forget about these people that are doing their best every day to make our lives better in a smaller or a bigger way. I think that's so amazing that you brought this up. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Yeah, definitely. I think anyone, even definitely your listeners who are seeking out something different, who want to know more about gratitude and implement it into their lives, and it starts small. Everyone has to start somewhere, but I think more people who come together and find each other and find that common ground of wanting to be able to change your perspective and do different things rather than focus on just the negativity in the world, that's what's going to change things overall.
Yeah, it's so true. And it's up to each and every one of us to do this and to give positive example. And in time, the world will definitely look differently, in a different way, in a much better way. We're nearing the end of our time together, and I wanted to ask you, where can our audience get in touch with you, find out more about you, get the book?
Yes, so my website is really easy. It's drserenasterling.com. And you can find my book on Amazon.
Perfect, perfect. And what can our audience find on your website?
You can find more about how I work. I have a video on there. I now work with people remotely, so it doesn't matter where you live in the world. It doesn't need to be in person. And I have client testimonials on there, as well as a little bit more of a description of my background and the services I offer, as well as my book. If you want a signed copy, you can order it from my website.
Beautiful. Thank you very much for your time, for being here with us, and for doing the work that you're doing.
Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure.
Hey, Gratitude Seeker, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this interview. I really appreciate it. And If you could think of one person that would also benefit from it, share it with them. It might actually be the inspiration that they need to make their day or maybe even their life much better. Thank you so much once again. This has been Georgian Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you experiencing more lack in your life than you used to? Unfortunately, some things are not in our control, but we can control how we see them. Join me on a 7-week journey from lack to abundance through gratitude. Go to georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse. That's georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse to join me now.